Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Ducky Daily, as I'd like to call it, but any of you who know me well will realize that it'll end up being the Ducky semi, almost never, maybe weekly, kind of monthly, maybe yearly, hardly ever going to happen daily. I thought I could do something that would be a little more fun, considering I never blog anymore, and the podcast only happens, you know, on a weekly basis. Ha ha, you're right! The podcast only happens every couple weeks at best. Hey, we do what we can, people. Anyways, I thought I could do something fun that would be a little more interactive and I could throw out there on Twitter and hopefully post on the blog. And today I thought would be a good one because I woke up and instantly was pissed off. That's why I thought I would do this, and it would be to talk about the hell of watching people online talk about going to Comic-Con. Today is the preview day for San Diego Comic-Con 2010, and it's killing me that I am not there. I'm looking at my friend Amory. She's getting a car accident on 95 on the way to the airport. Luckily, she's okay. Then she's hopping on a plane and going to San Diego. Looking at a bunch of my PR friends who have been camped out there for a couple days doing all-nighters. Looking at a bunch of my other friends online. And via email and Facebook talking about how they're getting ready to go, and it's driving me nutso. I love Comic-Con. Sure, I got burned out a couple years ago because it had just turned into a shit show and chaos, but the more I've been away from it, because this will be my second year that I'm not going, the more I'm like, oh, God, I love it. Why am I not there? So that's killing me. So if you guys are heading out to San Diego, have a blast. Go see a ton of panels. Go chat with crazy furry people. And if you happen to see any of my blogger friends, say hey from Ducky. The other thing I wanted to talk about is I totally rediscovered my love for all things Degrassi last night. So they're kicking off their big summer season, which they're doing 4 episodes a week for the next 6 weeks, I believe. So they're doing an entire season over the summer, which is pretty smart. Remember back in the day when 90210 did it, and it was the best thing ever if you were 15. So Degrassi's doing it again this year. And I watched the initial 2-hour episode, which was Degrassi Goes to New York, and thought it would just be kind of fun, you know, light summer fare. Little did I realize that they were bringing back pretty much everyone that was in the show initially. And what the what? Emma drops out of college, moves home, burns down the dot, sleeps with Spinner, marries Spinner in a crazy, you know, Niagara Falls casino drunken escapade, and then decides to have a real beach wedding with the kid. This was all about 4 days after he broke up with Jane. Are you kidding me? That was my initial thought. Then by the end of it, I was like, oh my God, I love it. I love Spinner and Emma together. How did I never know this? And why did it take them 7, 8, 9 seasons to actually make it happen? The fact that I watched these little kids enter grade 8 or 9, and now here they are getting married, is redonkulous to me, but kind of obsessed. Holly J, a.k.a. Initial, which is my new favorite nickname for that girl, went from being probably the most hated character on Degrassi to my all-time favorite now. She's hilarious to me, and I don't know if it's just that over the years they were able to make her a better, more fleshed-out character and really, like, hone in on her bitchiness and start writing really well for the girl, but she kills me and nails every take. So, Holly J, looking forward to a summer of your cuntiness. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, the podcast. So any of you guys who are big TV talk podcast listeners know that Kath and I try and meet up as best we can, and we do it when we can, but both of us have crazy lives. We don't live together, even though a lot of you think we do. We do not live together, so we get together as, you know, often as possible. And the past 2 weeks, we've missed out talking about regular TV and So You Think You Can Dance, which is ridiculous this season, by the way. And we're not going to meet tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, and we usually meet up to talk about So You Think You Can Dance performance episode, but we're not meeting up tonight, unfortunately. But good news, we are meeting up tomorrow night to podcast after the results show. So we'll cover all the dances that we loved